Welcome to this new episode of State of CRM podcast. I'm Ben Boutet and I'm here with Matt Enstrom. We'll talk about how to level up your CRM strategy. CRM isn't just about data, insight or tech or activation. A great CRM program enables business to build a customer-centric marketing strategy that is effective, transparent, measurable and scalable. Discover how you can advance your own CRM marketing strategy. And now to this episode. Hey, welcome to the new episode of the State of CRM podcast. Today, important topic, Matt. We are really happy to dig into something fundamental. We are talking about CRM. That's the core of our podcast. But actually, what is CRM? What's the definition of it? How we can explain what is CRM? Do you have first input on that?
Yeah, for sure. So I think it's actually kind of a funny question because it's something that marketers use all the time. And obviously, we've been talking about it quite a bit over the last few episodes. But we actually, through talking to people in market, find that the definition of what CRM means is vastly different, dependent upon who you're talking about and the role they play within their company. So I think some people think of CRM as just a data stream. Some people think of it as a structure that you can house your data. And really, CRM is a lot more than that. It's really an effective way for you to be able to use your data, understand it, and activate against it. And that includes a few different components. And specifically, I think today it'd be interesting to talk about CRM within the context of what does it mean or how can you as a marketer, I guess, take your CRM program to the next level, meaning how can you get more value out of it? And I think, you know, there's different ways that marketers approach that, but I think you can be really strategic about the way that you do that. And when you do that, you can get more value out of it. So, you know, we think of CRM as really sort of being defined within four core areas and having four core components. One is tools and IT, and we'll go into each of these in a little bit more depth in a bit. Two is just knowledge of your customer. What sort of data and insights can you access to get to know your customer well so that you can build better relationships and speak with them more effectively? Three are the channels that you can activate against to reach your customer. And four is organization and internal support. So we'll talk a little bit more about what that means, but CRM does not sit in an organization within a silo. And we're going to talk a little bit more specifically around step-by-step and incrementally how CRM marketers can think about improvement. But I think it actually all really starts with, and I know this sounds basic, but aligning your strategy with your top-level business goals. Like, it's not just to, you know, build a stronger relationship with your customers. There are business outcomes that you're looking to be able to achieve. And I think CRM marketers need to really think strategically about, like, what are your revenue goals for the year? What are specific product and category revenue goals? What do you need to drive from an inventory perspective? All of those different things. And really start by building a CRM strategy that ladders up to that larger business goal. And I think, you know, we'll talk a bit more around the steps that involve the transparency you need, the data that you can access, and the platforms and things that can help you get to that point. So I think maybe you probably have some more specific thoughts maybe around where a CRM marketer might be able to think about starting dependent upon where they are in their journey.
Yeah, what you say is that we have different components to build a CRM strategy. That can be a specific tool or a set of different axes, components to build the CRM strategy. And they are all related to each other, connected, interconnected to each other. And we can think that we can start from every component. And actually, I'm not sure that you get the same results depending on where you start from. And so, to me, the best component to start from is what are your channel and what is the experience you want to provide to your customer. So, what are the channels you will be able to leverage? How do you leverage them? What are your capabilities in terms of production, message? What you will provide your customer with in terms of receiving the message, being exposed to your
brand and your strategy of contacting them. That's really the first part. And in terms of channel, that can be, I mean, CRM is really across the board. That can be email for sure. A lot of people are doing email, but direct mail is one of old CRM channel that is still effective in some cases, in some businesses. SMS, push, so that can be push in app in the smartphone, that can be web push too. There are a lot of things to do on this area too. What I'm missing, display. You can do a CRM on display for sure. Call center, every touch point, channels you can imagine can be managed as a CRM channel. That can be any chat conversational channel can be a real touch point too.
Yeah, that's interesting too. And I think like a lot of folks think of sort of like a multi-channel approach is being definitely associated with acquisition strategies to be able to move people down a funnel to convert. But from a CRM perspective, each of those channels kind of play a bit of a different role if you think about it, or can achieve different things. And it's sort of dependent upon, you know, like what your product is and in what industry you play in. But to your point, you know, like email tends to be traditionally thought of as a CRM tool, but you have the massive reach of display advertising. But you need to be able to do that effectively because you can't just broadly target. You need to understand who you're reaching and how to have your message get in front of the right people. SMS is highly engaging, but also highly intrusive and fairly expensive to be able to run. Same thing with direct mail, the cost of production, cost of distribution. You need to be really thinking about how you can use those channels effectively, again, to reach the goals that you're thinking about being able to achieve.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's true. True, that's the fact that you need to identify this channel you have access to or you want to set up in the future. Because for sure, your customers are not mono-channel. They are not exchanging or are being exposed to your brand, or they don't want necessarily to be exposed or to communicate with you only with one brand. And with your brand through one channel, you have to think about a 360 CRM approach, meaning on all different touch points you can imagine. That doesn't mean you will be able to implement that overnight. So back to the beginning of the discussion on why I think that you need to start from there, from the channels and your strategy. That okay, I have this channel available right now. Which are the one I am already using? What is the experience through this channel? How I can complement that? How do I choose which channel first, or what will be the first channel I will add or complement? Get to know your customer. You need to understand and to have this feedback loop. You need to really be in contact with them. Your personal experience will help, but that's your experience that has a huge bias. You are working for your business. You are on the other side with this brand. So your brand, the brand you are working for. And so get to know your customer. And to do that, there are a lot of different ways, but that's really what you need to focus on to start with, to build a long-term plan, different steps. How do you add up on along the way, on the path, moving forward with additional channels, additional type of campaigns, additional messages, even within one channel, but how this channel complements to each other. I mean, we are talking about SMS, text messages. You won't do the same thing with SMS than with email. How intrusive are SMS, the way SMS are intrusive versus email, is different. So you can't send one or two SMS per day the same way that's for some brand that's easy to do by email, and there is no damage on the image of the brand, of the relationship with the customer, the experience with the customer.
Yeah, that's interesting. And You know, you mentioned sort of that to be able to optimize across channels, you have to know more about your customers. So, you know, I think the theme is sort of incremental steps towards improvement. But what could, where could a CRM marketer start to think about in terms of what they might need to understand about their customer to be able to start beginning that channel optimization process?
Yeah, that's back to the customer experience and how you can follow that and get this feedback. So we are talking about measuring it, getting the feedback. So we will jump into the next step, which is measuring and KPIs and really getting the knowledge of your customer. But defining what's the experience, and so the way you want to measure and you get feedback from this perspective from your customer. That means when you have a plan, when you know what you want to go, where you want to go, what you want to move forward to, that's easier to list KPIs, steps in the funnel or in the different touch points you want to establish. Because I'm talking about funnel because ultimately you are running a business, so there are different steps to for the customer to do business with you. This can be very different from business to another, from an industry to another. But if you are clear on that, if you are clear on what's the journey of your customer with the brand on the long term, that will be much easier to define the KPIs.
And do you see KPIs in that case, like, do you see different channels sort of allowing you to achieve different types of KPIs, or is that not the right way to look at it? Is it more kind of thinking about, like, again, like those long-term business goals and kind of creating, I guess, a multi-channel touch point system so that you ultimately drive that customer to convert, or can they be used for different things? Or, you know, how can CRM marketers start to think about maybe leveraging some of the measurement capabilities to get transparency into those KPIs to then come up with that optimization strategy?
That's really difficult to give an answer per se right now, because it really depends on your business, your industry, your vertical. But I mean, even in the same industry, in the same space, you can be very... you can have a position, having a brand that's positioned differently. Let's say you are selling back to our electronic device, TVs or sound system. You can distribute a lot of different brands, but you can also be just a brand for sound system that is really high priced and because high quality and close to luxury positionment for this product. And so that will totally change, even though the product is doing basically the same, playing music or that's some system, but the way you position, you have the product is positioned and all your brand positioning will change the way you approach that and you measure that. So that's, again, complicated to give an example of what is the right KPI or how we can change the KPIs or measure the different channels and the impact of different channels or use them differently. But that's a job, a work you need to do as CRM manager, as head of CRM, customer marketer. You need to do this job in your context. And we talked about the long-term goal or the ultimate goal is to make business with your customer and not make business tomorrow. I think the goal for most of us that can, and actually B2C or B2B, that's the same, that is to find and provide a good experience with our customer to find a way to work together on the long term. And so to have repeat business. So you are selling shoes or clothes. Okay, that's really great, Matt. You came to the store or you connected online yesterday and you bought a pair of shoes. Great, but if that's my store, my goal is to be sure that you got a good experience. So you maybe will talk to a friend about this experience, or you would come later on during the year in September, this summer, I don't know, I mean, to maximize this lifetime value. And that's the ultimate goal. And when you have that in mind, that's much easier to set steps toward the goal and evaluate these KPIs with a different point of view, maybe. Because let's take the email. Easy channel to measure. So many systems are, sending email, KPIs. We can have a lot of different KPIs about email. Much easier than SMS that you don't know if the person clicked on it or whatever, or seen the SMS. Email, you know when it's sent, you know when it's open, clicked. That's three first KPIs that's just about the email. If you are not focused on the right KPI, which I remind you that is making business at the end of the day and the next week and the next month, you can say, okay, how do I optimize my open rate? Optimizing your open rate and isolating open rates to optimize it is not necessarily the right thing to do. I'm not saying that you should not focus on that and because that really can contribute to the final goal. But if you only optimize the open rate, no matter what happened around it, on the rest of the steps or on the final goal, you can take a wrong decision. Because I can increase my open rate and have no increase on the business I'm generating at the end of the month, so at the end of the day. This campaign will generate the same amount of revenue that I was generating with other campaigns, even though I increased my open rate by 5 points, moving from 15% to 20. But the people who opened actually had no interest in the content or were just openers with, no click, bought, that's make no sense to optimize that. In the other end, if I have, let's assume that I'm making $100,000 per campaign sent, and I am changing the way I'm identifying my customer, the way I'm doing the segmentation and the identifying the audience for an offer, and my open rate is decreasing from 15% to 13%. If I'm just focusing on this KPI, okay, that's a bad sign. I reduce the performance of my email. But if you targeted a better audience, maybe they are less opening your email, but the match is better in terms of propensity or appetency or interest for the product. And that means then down the road, you will have better KPIs and a better conversion rate. And decreasing a little bit the open rates in the benefits are because you change the way you identify your audience in the benefit of increasing the revenue. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And if you lose this goal when you are deciding what are the KPI that really matter, you lose the idea of the final goal when you decide that. That can be a big mistake. So that's why I was mentioning that start from the strategy and what's defining what's the final goal, then go to the KPIs and defining the right steps. And when it's about adding new channels, the same thing, that if you add a channel to improve the experience, okay, what's the goal of the incremental experience, the incremental value of this new experience, and then define the goal. Because if you start from the KPI that's more related to this channel, maybe you will take wrong decision, or that will be a wrong reading of the results.
Yeah, I mean, they can all tell you slightly different things, but I think to your point, it goes back to kind of like understanding like your customer in the sense of the more you know about them in terms of like what they're interested in actually purchasing, or if they're going to purchase now or 6 months from now, you can create like or you can understand your KPIs better. For example, like open rate means something, you know, people have to open your email to read it. But if you're optimizing open rate, you're just going to be optimizing subject lines or something like that, which is not optimizing the full user journey. You have to take that in conjunction with click conversion. And the only way to do that is to understand not just what's happening, but who's doing it and what that means for your business. Are they people that are likely to buy something from you? And even if it's a year from now, you still want to. And this kind of goes back to why a lot of people are looking at unsubscribes the wrong way, because there is a future opportunity potentially with some of these consumers, and looking at your data effectively can give you insight into who they are, and then also contextualize some of those KPIs that you're looking at, and ultimately help you achieve that one big KPI that you're talking about, which is revenue over the long term, revenue over time. And I think maybe that's a good time to switch to talking a little bit about tech stack. So, you know, obviously, in order to be able to do a lot of this, you can't do it manually, especially in a digital world where a lot of CRM marketers play. You need basically technical capabilities, not just from like a KPI measurement perspective, but to be able to optimize across channels. And that kind of goes back to what you were talking about around how you can't really look at CRM as sort of a step-by-step silo. It's sort of like identifying where you are now, what resources you have access to, where you want to get 3 months from now, whether it's you know, achieving a certain revenue goal, pushing a certain product, or in the long term, and then kind of building your capabilities step by step up towards that. And I think one thing that we see a lot with CRM marketers, or just not even marketers, I think this is just a common thing that folks do when they're looking to be able to onboard tools to increase ROI, to increase productivity, is they tend to look for potentially either the most feature-rich, sophisticated tool or something that seems like it does so much for you and you can tap into it. I've actually made that mistake myself where I've you know, onboarded a tool in my own career and then realized that implementation is more than my team can handle and that the ROI is actually, even with that capability, not a realistic thing to achieve. And I think one thing we're seeing is CRM marketers tend to, I guess, shoot the moon, for lack of a better word, when it comes to tech. Like, I'm going to get this end-to-end feature-rich solution without giving any consideration to what it is you actually want to get to from an IT perspective, what you need to measure, where your gaps are, what channels you're running on. You know, do you have any advice or recommendations thinking about getting from step A to B to C around what considerations can come into play when looking at building up your own tech stack?
Yeah, that what you said, it really resonates to me too. That's really important to have an idea of where you want to go, where the what is the mid-term or long-term strategy you want to your CRM move forward to. So when you have this strategy and this more long-term view, you are able to, okay, design or list or build spec specification of the stack you need. And for sure, there are different ways to address that. You can find a tool that has different features covering your need right now, the needs you have right now, you covering the needs in the future, and providing a lot of other things that might be interesting in your strategy in 2 years from now, why not? And that's if that's really matching and matching your needs, and you have a real path and a plan to expand that, that can be a solution. Another solution is also to look at your different steps you define for next quarter, next end of being where you want to be at the end of the year, and work and have a broad idea of what you want to do next year, and start to build that needs with different tools that you can plug to each other, and keeping in mind that's where you want to go in the long term, but having something working right now that is more efficient and effective for the next 6 months, and then you will be able to expand that. I know that it really depends in different situation, different size of company, that you sometimes just want to be take a big vendor or a big solution that is claiming to do everything. If the solution is doing everything, actually, I'm convinced that nothing is done correctly. But I mean, that's maybe just my opinion. The example everyone used often is that when you go to a restaurant, that is, you have on the menu pizza, Chinese food, and Italian food. That's pizza, but our French and French food at the same time. Usually, nothing can be really well done and adapt to that. And that's same for the tool. That's complicated to imagine a tool that is able to do every single part of your CRM strategy or helping you on every single topic with the best way. So if you really want to be effective, one pass can be to build a stack, the best of breed tools that will interconnect. That's maybe more work, that's more involvement of other departments, and that's the last point you mentioned, that's how it relates and how it's not, the CRM is not only related to marketing and that's cross department in the company, and you need support from in the organization. But yeah, when you have an issue and in your plan, back to this idea of planning and strategy of your CRM for the next months and future, and you want to ramp up the number of campaigns you are sending, let's keep the example with the email. Maybe you have an issue of production, meaning you are not able to produce enough integrate enough email to be able to move from 2 or 3 email per week to 7. How do you move from 3 to 7 email per week? Because being more targeted and going in this direction might be the right strategy, but you don't know how to solve that. Yeah, there are some tools exist to do that. But the email builder from one size fits all tool won't be the same that a platform that will be specialized in email building and helping the team to be more productive on this topic.
Yeah, but and maybe that's the thing that's going to get you from 0 to 1, yeah. And that's what you need in that particular moment. And that's all the other additional sort of steps, like, you know, you need to increase volume. Maybe that's like a focus where you need to be able to increase reach, manage your pressure more effectively, versus curating effective content. Maybe that's step 2 to 3, and you need to your point, what's your journey to great, and where are your gaps that you're facing now? And I think that's like a good point. And again, very thematic with our whole conversation around step-by-step evolution and not trying to go from 0 to 100 right away.
Absolutely. And for sure, some tools are able to help you to move from 0 to 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, but that's rely on the way you use them. So you need to be mindful and careful about that to put together a stack, either that's a set of tool or one tool doing everything. You need to really be mindful of how easy it will be to make progress along the way. Further in the time, that's what will be the easiness, how it will be easy to really continue to progress.
Yep.
And this idea of challenging the status quo, what you are doing, and keep progressing, that's something that's you will have in mind, and that would be really unfortunate to be stuck in a stage due to the fact that you did not really anticipate evolution of your strategy more than in the next 6 or 8 months.
Yeah, thinking long term is important.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it brings us to kind of the fourth component that we talked about, which is, or that we mentioned, is really getting internal support. So I think that kind of falls in two areas. And I think this is actually probably one, and again, you know, through our own experience chatting with folks in market, one thing that we find to be the case over and over, and that's sort of overlooking finding the right champions, for lack of a better word, internally. And I think that's in two areas. It's executive level, so making sure that the head of your department, or even in some cases the board of directors, are bought into what your goals are, what you're looking to achieve, and then what the value you're bringing as a CRM team to the business, which ties together everything we've been talking about. Making sure you're driving value across the right channels, measuring it, optimizing it, have the right tech stack in play. But CRM marketers sometimes are fighting with other teams, you know, for resources, and having that buy-in in terms of the value that they bring to the business means that they're going to be able to get advantage when it comes to procurement. So having that executive level support, and I think the other areas cross-functionally as well. Digital teams obviously depend largely on what CRM marketers are deciding to do, and also have a pretty strong stakehold in terms of tools and things, especially as it relates to anything that's a digital activation element. The procurement team is obviously invested in making sure that whatever tools you build into your stack are not redundancies. They're going to create ROI, not inefficiency. If you're investing in something, you obviously want to get money back from it at a certain point. So they're going to be interested in sort of that type of analysis, and finance writes the check. So you got to make sure that you have sort of all of those folks onboarded as it relates to making those decisions. So even though that's not, I think, something people immediately think of when they have thinking about CRM maturity or building a mature stack, but I think it's pretty essential.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in, I would say, especially in CRM. That's not true everywhere in marketing, but especially in CRM, because the acquisition side of the marketing is often on the spotlights because a big chunk of the budget is spent in acquisition. That's the case for almost every company. So there is an interest from the executive level, the board of director. I mean, the natural interest to follow, to get information, clues on what's happening on this area. While for CRM, that's often in the shadow. And so as CRM marketers, you need to maybe do the extra mile on finding this champion or building this awareness internally and getting support from different departments to help you build this. So in order to get support and help from other departments, you need to also explain what the impact and how it's important on the long term for the company. That's a long term work to do, and you need to start that from the beginning and keep doing it and updating everyone and sharing the progress, the long term vision on the strategy and how powerful that can be, because it is super powerful and more reliable for the company. That's really where your business will come tomorrow. Otherwise there is no point to do acquisition if you are not able to keep the customer every single time. You have to do and find new customer. That's very complicated, or that's very expensive actually. And for some business, they really rely on acquisition. There are some cases, specific cases, but most of the time, the acquisition is made to get the customer for first purchase, and then the goal is to get repeats. But that's need more visibility internally in the organization, and having someone from the IT with some understanding of what's happening will help to get support when you need them, to help you to put connection with the BI tool or to get access to your data to implement another solution. I mean, that's same with the CMO. That's, I don't know, I have a question. Just ask yourself, what's the time spent by the CMO on looking at reports from acquisition versus report from CRM? What is the level of detail of that? That's something that's ideally, that is even, that need to be balanced and get to a point that it's even between the two parts, because, I mean, let's bring revenue and making the final goal reachable and the overall goal of the company.
Yeah, and helping you to be able to build the blocks to be able to achieve that goal. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a ton of great insight and a lot of stuff that we've covered today. And I think just to kind of in conclusion, when thinking about big picture, what are we talking about today, essentially? And that's, you know, sometimes to get from point A to point B, you might just need a bike to start out with. You don't need a rocket ship. But maybe, you know, the rocket ship is the vision for the long-term future. So again, thinking about what are your overall business goals? Incrementally, what are your resources? Where are you at within each of these core areas now? And then how can you build on that over time without going right to the most expensive, flashy solution or complex attribution model or multi-channel approach without actually thinking about what your overall objective are and then how you can get to that over time? So I think definitely a lot to think about, but we'd be very curious to hear what some of our listeners might be thinking about when they're thinking about CRM maturity or where they're at in their journey and some of the roadblocks and opportunities that they've seen. So there's an opportunity to comment or give some feedback. Please do so. I know we'd love to hear from you, and I think the audience would as well.
Yeah. And that's definitely a topic to be continued. we really look forward to get feedback and your thoughts about all of that, and what's your experience, what you are actually living as an experience, certainly to build all of that. Really happy to talk about it, to do live discussion on that. Please reach out to us, and we'll be happy to do it.
100%. Thanks a lot for listening. Thank you for listening to our latest episode. If you enjoyed this week's topic, and we hope you did, let us know by leaving a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to share it with your network. See you all next week.